Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Arrest of Hizb al-Tahrir members in Beirut. Translated. In a return to the approach and actions of arbitrary arrests by security apparatus without any legal basis, individuals, later identified as members of a security apparatus affiliated with the government, on motorcycles arrested two Hizb al-Tahrir members in the wilaya of Lebanon while they were distributing a statement condemning the continued Jewish aggression against Lebanon and its people. The arrest occurred yesterday, the 17th of October 2025, after Friday prayers in front of the Imam Ali Mosque in the Tariq al-Jadida area of Beirut. Well, Lebanon, under its new period, under the leadership of the former army commander and an International Court of Justice judge who promised a state of law, maintained the methods of the defunct regimes? What scared them from Hizb al-Tahrir? Was it the denunciation of the Jewish aggression or its talk about the government's path toward normalization and surrender managed by America or its call to confront the Jewish and American campaigns in Lebanon and the region? Or was it an attempt to silence voices despite the alleged changes in the approach of the authority and its security leaders who claim to be working to establish a state of law? Everyone knows that Hizb al-Tahrir will not be silenced by these methods, and their experiences with it in Lebanon and elsewhere bear witness to this. The party will continue to confront the Jewish aggression against Lebanon and its people, and will confront any manifestation of normalization or surrender to America's project. We demand that the authority stops this abuse against speaking the word of truth and expressing political opinions. We demand that they immediately and urgently release our brothers Hassan Abdul Hadi and Saleh Dawood without any delay or procrastination. Hizb al-Tahrir is known for who it is, and its method of political action and struggle through words and arguments is well known. The authorities have no justification for their arrest other than the continuation of the same security apparatus approach, despite some changes in its faces, but no change in its actions and behavior. Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya of Lebanon, which represents a segment of Muslims, will not accept being an easy target for the encroachment of the security apparatus, which ignore those who threaten the peace of Lebanon and its people with the logic of physical force, then come to bully those who raise their voices with words, arguments, and political action.
إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق.
Those who persecute the believing men and women and then do not repent will certainly suffer the punishment of hell and the torment of burning. Surah Al-Buruj, Ayah 10. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Lebanon. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.